Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
And welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy cold weather.
Oh, you know I love cold weather.
It's your favorite time of year.
God, it's the best. Your favorite.
I know. I'm not so much a fan. I don't mind the crispness of the fall.
Yeah.
But I think we're like officially in it, and I'm wearing cozy socks, a sweatshirt, and I have a blanket on.
What a dream. I don't understand the isn't that the best
cold. No, I'm cold. That's okay. All right, that's all right. Okay. Well, we had a just as a little update, we had a fun weekend. I sadly did not dance my ass off to Robin.
Sadly.
Instead, I went to the party with Jesse.
You came to the party. It was so fun.
Which was super fun. And I realized, I didn't realize before, but I have not dressed up and gone to a party in New York.
Bitch, I don't know when.
Which is crazy.
It's psychotic.
And mainly because I also used to do it for sure happened in Nashville, like every year. It was a big thing. So
yeah, I'm trying to think. It's like normally I think you go to bars or something. I don't even know.
Normally,
but the point
I avoid
is
everything.
We had fun.
It was fun to dress up. And then honestly, I had a delightful time talking to strangers. Who knew?
That's who you are. Yeah. Every time I was like, where is Claire? It was like, she's just talking to more random people.
That's me.
Yeah. So.
Because it was fun just to talk to people I know nothing about.
Yeah. That's so fun.
And had nothing to do with the industry.
Well, yeah. I mean.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like normal people.
Right.
Real people.
Absolutely.
So that was fun.
That was fun.
Here's the fun thing, and if you follow on Instagram, you might have seen the story, but so on my way to your place, I was in an Uber, thank you, and the driver was very excited about having a conversation. I tried to be polite but not engage too much because I did not want to have a conversation, but he ignored subtle behavioral clues. So he wanted to know if I worked or if I lived here. And I said, no, this is my home. And he was like, oh, wow. You know, like, which is always a weird thing. And also, you don't know my situation. Then he was saying, he was like, are you married? I said, no. And then he was like, do you have kids? And I said, no. And he was like, oh, like he questioned again, and then he was asking, he just kept talking, and then he was like, well, who's going to take care of you? And I had such a moment of like, oh, God, this, like, I can't. And I said, well, that's what friends are for. And he was like, no. And I said, well, if friends aren't available, you can have anything delivered. I was like, get off my case. But he was saying, so then he asked, he was like, oh, are you putting your career before family?
Why did this conversation even begin?
He just started in on it. And it was one of those things where I felt like he was asking question after question. And so I was giving like shorter answers, but not. And then I was like looking at my phone the whole time. Like I wasn't fully engaging, but he just kept. And even there'd be like a few minutes of silence and he'd come back in with a new question. And so it was just so much.
But so over being polite.
I know.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know. I think I just had a hard time with if I feel as though the person has good intentions, they just don't understand what they're doing, then I try to still be polite because I don't think he was
way to explain it to him. That's polite.
I know. I was thinking about that. English
that's is like,
not
would
his first
you
language.
Like to take care of me? Okay, then let's not. Don't worry. I have it handled. Like,
right.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, I was just giving positive answers of like, nope, nope. And then he was like, do you have, you know, are you focusing on your career?
For those of
like,
you who
yep.
who wondered when Claire came and I was like, that sounds fucking insane. You had already given him 5 stars.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like I just
no,
am insane. So over people that are bad energy.
I know. Well, and I feel as though, again, I was trying to think of like where he was coming from. And I think he.
I don't give a fuck.
I know. I like to try to think of.
But did it upset you?
No, not necessarily. It was a little frustrating that he just wouldn't stop talking because I was like, obviously we're over it. And then he made a couple comments about like how homeless people should just get jobs. And I was like, okay, you don't understand any like what you're saying at all because that it isn't so easy, sir. You know, like, so I, well, so in my no. mind, he's only been in New York for a year. He's only been in the country for a couple of years. And so he comes from a different background, whatever. So I'm like, he's not, there's no ill intent. He
I don't
just,
care.
I know. But so anywho, the whole reason of bringing this up, besides like how funny, I so rarely am asked those questions anymore. I think at yeah. a certain age, I just am not, you know, of course there's the occasional question of like, oh, do you have kids or whatever? But then people move on, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Or single or whatever. They're like, oh, this one. But the reason why is because I kind of sat with that. I haven't been asked if I put career over family in a while. And like, I know that's a general question, but like, it was interesting because it kind of sat with me and I thought about it the next day. And I was like, I really do think that there is a part of me. I kind of connected a lot of it with mom.
Yeah.
Because for those of you who don't know, my mom was in New York and like on her own trajectory and having a career in fashion. And she was an actress and model. And then her dad died. So she moved back to Tennessee and then had me and the family. And she was always like, I'm so happy I lived my life, whatever. And then I was able to have family. So I've always kind of felt like it was on me and I wanted to complete that dream life of mom's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, well, she had to go back and have a family. So I will live this life of dreams for her. You know what I mean? But also for me, but it's almost like it just made me start thinking about that again a little bit.
Well, here's the question.
Does that make sense?
What do you want?
Well, I think the question, I mean, you asked it, but I think
what do
like
you
I
want?
Well, I think I want the life of dreams. I think it's possible. Again, I think I grew up with the idea of you either settle down and have, you know, a husband and a family and whatever, or you're living your dreams, which.
Okay, that is a major.
Which I know like, is not true.
Right, but that could be like in your subconscious.
That's what I'm saying. I think that is yeah. in my subconscious. That's why relationship yes. is so low on my whatever.
Totem
because
pole.
I feel like that's the, like I can't right. do both. Essentially.
Right. How interesting.
I do logically, I understand. Kids is a different thing. That's a, yeah. It's a whole different thing. But logically, I know that you absolutely can do both like everyone
right.
does. But it's still, I think it's a little bit more hardwired than I
yeah.
realized.
Wow.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, what an interesting discovery.
So we'll say, you know, what happens with that. It was just an interesting
what a spooky
discovery.
Halloween.
So, spooky. I was terrified.
That is, well, but that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And this next year or, you know, whatever, I think deciding what you want to put focus on.
Yeah.
You know, what do any of us want to put focus
on?
What
do we want to do?
Who's to say?
I know.
Who's to say?
But anyway, so that was a fun little revelation that I had.
That is a fun revelation that you can unpack in therapy or something.
Yes. Can't wait.
That will be good. Wow.
Well, what's your latest update?
Let me tell you something. A lot of things are happening over at Camp Jesse. A lot of things. A lot. Like, literally buckle up. Because I don't know if you know this about me.
I don't know. What?
I am just on the road to recovery.
Here she is.
And by the road to recovery, I mean, this next year, 2022.
Correct.
I forgot the year, 100%. I know. Is going to be my year.
I don't know if you knew
this. Is going to be, this is not up for debate.
No, it's not.
It is going to be my year. I'm going to be the person that I want to date. I am going to have the career that I've always wanted. I'm going to make change, make impacts in people's lives. I am going to be magnetic. And it's going to be incredible.
Watch out.
Really, honestly, hide your kids, hide your wife. Okay. And so I'm on that journey. And so while I'm on that journey, which is like I'm doing the work right now of healing my inner child, I am doing the work of sitting with myself a lot and really getting comfortable and like enjoying my own company and knowing that it is like a really healthy thing for me in this moment.
Yeah.
And so as I'm doing part of the work, it was saying like, you have to trust the process and you have to get rid of things that are like distracting you.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting, what really distracts me on my phone? And I think that, okay, the more I was thinking about it, the more I was like, I don't want to be dating right now because I want to be dating once I feel like I'm my whole magnetic self.
Yes.
And I haven't really taken a break from dating literally for a while when I was in recovery for an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And I just felt like the apps are distracting me. I felt like the apps are like, I am not where I want to be. And when I am where I want to be, I want to come back into it and be magnetic and change the way that I'm even going about it.
I love this so much.
So if you can believe it, I have deleted Hinge. I have deleted Bumble. I have deleted Tinder.
What?
And
did you delete Field?
Field is still hidden on my phone. But I think
that's different.
It is different. But I still think I might delete it. I'm unsure.
Okay. We'll see how much you lean on it for distraction.
Right, exactly. But I have deleted it because right now I am going to fully date myself and become the person that I want to date.
I love that. You've had these moments along the way.
Yeah.
Of like quick little breaks, but not real breaks.
And not a break for me.
Not a break for you.
It was like a break from the bullshit. Do you know what I mean? I was taking a break from the, I don't even know, but I've never taken a break because like, A, I don't need it. B, I'm whole. B, C, I'm healing and I'm figuring out what I need to. And like right now, I don't need to worry about Joe Schmo in accounting who can't like figure out how to ask me out. Like I just can't. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. And so this is honestly, this is kind of a big deal for me. And I've been feeling it a lot today. Even like I didn't realize how often it's something I do when I'm bored. It's like I look at the conversations I'm having.
You've made so much fun of me for all my games on my phone. And you're like, because I'm obsessed with games on my phone.
Yeah.
As they are addictive. And you're like, oh, you spend so much time on that. Like, delete them. And I was like, well, you too have your games on your phone.
I wouldn't say it's the same thing, but they're I hear apps. You, Claire. But yeah, I have.
This is exciting.
Now, and I've decided that I'm not. I was like, what does this mean for me? Like,
talk
what are my, not
yes.
rules in place, but things. I'm like, I'm getting rid of the apps. I'm not searching for it.
Okay.
If I go out into the world and somebody bumps into me, sure, maybe.
Although, it happens all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that, I don't see that, but I'm like, it could, you know, you never know.
Absolutely.
And, but yeah, that's just not my concern right now. And also dating around the holidays is almost a nightmare.
It's exhausting.
All the
it
time.
Really is.
And, you know, this is a big year for me.
Breaking news.
So as everybody knows, I get to spend Thanksgiving with you.
Very excited.
Sarah, you, Megan is coming.
Yes.
I think Sarah is inviting somebody. But so it's going to be a bunch of really great, great people together that are, you know, in the city, which is great. And then Claire?
Jesse?
I just booked a trip to London for myself
Christmas.
By myself for Christmas. Like,
I can't handle how happy I am for you.
And this is really important for everybody to know. I've always had a fear of traveling alone.
Yeah.
Literally never thought I could do
you
it.
You just don't like to travel.
I also have a lot of stress and anxiety around traveling. And I started to just get these feelings about needing to go to London. I like watched The Holiday and I was like, that's me.
Oh my God, I love it.
I was like, I am Cameron Diaz. I need to go to London.
Are.
I was like, I need to go. I think that it'll give me like this fun, like this holiday season is mine. I'm making the best of it. And I'm like celebrating myself in another country because I'm a fucking cool person.
Love that. Yes.
And I booked a ticket.
You booked a ticket. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited.
It's
really
gonna be wonderful. It's gonna be wonderful. Yeah. And just getting that flight, and then it's like, okay, because you can talk yourself out of.
And I actually have been.
You have been for a little bit. But
I've been talking in and out. Yeah. And so today I said, that's it.
Do it.
I'm going.
I'll see you when I see you.
Watch.
And if you recall, a few years ago during a session with famed, I don't know if that's right, famed astrologer.
Yeah.
Vanessa, friend of the show.
Yeah.
She talked about how London was such a good place for you.
Oh my God. I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
No, because then for the longest time it was like, oh, we're going to go to London. We have to go on tour and go to London.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously everything changed, but yeah. So London has... The stars are aligned for you in London.
You know what? I do think that's true. And I do. It's so crazy because when I went to London back in the day in college.
Yeah. It's been a number of years.
I've never been so low in my life.
Oh, wow.
It was the lowest point in my life.
Yeah.
To the point where my mom had to make an emergency trip just to be like,
oh, wow,
what's happening? Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I was at the peak of my eating disorder, peak of anxiety, peak of depression, peak of like really self-loathing.
Yeah.
And so when I ask myself, what do I remember of London? It's very little.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You need to go back and reclaim that.
It's not fair to blame the country. You know what I'm saying?
I do blame the country. I think it's horrible.
Not,
the monarchy.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Well, and I also, like, I remember when I was in London, I mean, whatever. I was Ruck and a Half, but like, I love the accent. I want to talk to every single person. I want to, like, it's just so, it's a fact. I'm excited to go back as an adult, to really go back as an adult and to explore and to get to know, you know, the city that I truly did not feel like I got to know.
Yeah, no.
So
you didn't get to really visit when you were there.
Mm-mm.
This is most exciting.
This is really exciting. So what I'm saying is I'm a different person.
Yeah.
And I am changing my life constantly.
Yes, you are. Every day, every moment.
Now, am I going to guarantee that I'm not going to fall in love in London? No, I can't do
that. Please don't. Please don't.
I would I'd love to A, snog somebody, because I want to say the word snog, and I do want to snog. I've always been a snog whore.
You love
to
snog.
I do love to snog.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm a snoggy. So, you know, but then also, like, I am truly scared and petrified, but excited to, like, do things on my own.
I love that. I think that is such a big, that's a big growth. What's the word I'm looking for? But that, I mean, it's an indicator of your growth, being able to travel by yourself. I mean, yes, you'll see a friend when you're there, but then be able to spend days by yourself or doing things by yourself.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I'm excited.
I'm a big girl now.
Yes, you are.
I really am.
I love it. So, I still want to go to Europe in the spring, but that might be a little tough for you now.
Why?
Never mind.
Why would that be tough?
Well, just it'll be a few months after you go.
So what?
So what? Watch out, international traveler.
Yeah, that's a trip. This is a trip by myself for the holidays.
Yes, it is.
That doesn't mean I don't know if you know this about me. First of all, I'm calling in a higher power. I'm calling in more money. I'm calling in jobs.
Hello.
All that stuff will be coming. But then also, like, I believe that travel is going to inspire my creativity.
I love that.
And so I do need some inspiration, creativity. And also I just need to, like, love and be with myself. So,
yeah.
No, our trip isn't in question. It's just an addition.
There we go. I do like the idea that trips and travel, it's very much the experience cost, right? Like, we've talked about this where we pick and choose. Obviously, everyone, like, picks and chooses where you're going to spend your money. Right. And then all of a sudden question money spent in other areas. You know, it's like it makes no sense. But yeah, you historically have not been one to quickly spend money on experiences.
I never
can
do it. I never could do it. Let me say that. But that was the old
But that's old Jesse.
Sorry, that was old Jesse.
Bless you.
And new Jesse just sort of, like, does whatever the fuck she wants
just
to do.
Goes and does, you know?
Like, I am going to soar. And there's just no stopping me.
Yes.
It's scary. That. I'm petrified because I'm just like, God, it's going to be a busy year for me, 2022. Yeah. But also, it's been a very quiet year, 2021. So I'm ready for
That's
a little
not
bustle.
True. That is not true. You were very busy starting in May. You've had many callers and experiences this year.
Oh, wait, sorry. Well, I guess I wasn't necessarily talking about that.
You're saying quiet professionally.
Yeah, I'm saying just it's been like a quieter year. Yeah, it's been a reflection year.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the I'm just excited to reflect out, if you will. I'd like to
Excuse
shine
me.
My light and my
She's
knowledge.
A mirror, shine bright. Like,
a diamond. Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you for knowing.
I love that. Well, this will be fun to see, you know, without you on dating apps and
I know
me being such a good dater. But we're going to, you know what?
Yeah.
We've got stories to tell. We've got stories to tell.
We've got, listen, I gave myself the loophole of being able to meet someone in person because I said
you did
maybe at a coffee shop maybe Jesse's a little bolder, a little
Yeah.
A little, you know, in London, I don't know. My accent could attract a ton of people.
And your love of the accent also could attract people.
That's what I'm saying. I could really be unstoppable that way. And I could be Flirty McFlirt. Now, I don't know how I'm going to be super flirty when I'm like, uh-oh, am I checking a bag? Like, and if I'm not checking a bag, how much fashion could I possibly bring in a carry-on?
Oh, you can, I would, first of all, I'd check a bag. You're going to be there for like 10 days or something.
Should I check
over 10 days? Check a damn bag.
You check a damn bag.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, because then I can't buy stuff. And I was.
Yeah, no.
For you. Expecting to buy stuff. But I don't know. I don't know how much stuff am I lugging. I don't know, girl.
So many things you can stress about until you're ready to go.
I'm excited about that. If anybody thought I wasn't going to stress until the trip, you're crazy. Stop.
You're crazy.
Get out of here. You don't know
you're
me.
You're absolutely crazy.
I love to stress. That's how I plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love that about you.
Yeah.
I really do. Well, I'm booked to go to Tennessee. So we're both
having
a fun time.
We're both going places.
We're both going to have a fabulous time.
Yeah. Indeed. It's going to be great.
I have one other little update and then a fun class that I attended.
Okay, fun.
But the other update is last week I was talking about that, the tall guy who messaged on Field that was like, I have a friend, who's 6'4", whatever. Turns out he does have a friend who's 6'4", because when we were texting, I was like, he was out of town. I said, let me know when you're back in town and we'll meet up. And then he was, and he was like, great. He followed up with, well, also, I wasn't suggesting that the three of us go ahead and get together first. Like, why don't just the two of us meet? And so then I was like, oh,
there is
absolutely yes. I thought you were just being funny about yourself, so I wasn't anticipating.
I didn't anticipate that
person, but it did make me think. Like, I don't know if I necessarily want to do a threesome with two very large men,
two giants,
6'6" and 6'4".
That's a tall room in general. That's just a lot.
That's a tall room. Which honestly, that excites me. Just standing with them.
Oh my God.
Makes me excited.
No, to stand is to live in that crowd.
It really is. I love that.
But the question is, and I famously have never had a threesome.
Famously.
But I also have ADD, and I don't think for me it would be a great use of my brain space as well as. Now, if you told me, Jesse, two bearded men who are around 6'2", 6'3" are outside the door and they both are super attracted to you.
Right.
I would say, here are the ground rules, boys.
Exactly.
A, one of you has to be kissing me at all times. There is no double penetration. I don't
want
that.
Thing.
That's not a thing. No.
Or like the devil's whatever, where it's like,
there's no Eiffel Towering, there's no I don't want you guys making eye contact or eye high-fiving at any point in time. Mm-hmm. One of you is kissing and the other can be touching and or getting licking. Me ready for whatever licking or you know, but that's it. And if that's not something that you guys are cool with, I might not be the gal for you.
I know. Well, that was what happened. My only threesome that I've already had with two guys, it was that. Like,
that's
it was just a rotation of one would be kissing me and one would be going down on me. And it just was a rotation. I didn't, like, give either one of them a blowjob.
That's
I didn't have sex with either one of them that night.
Oh, my God.
And then the one guy that
how many rounds were there?
I can't remember at this point, but a while. I mean, it was the whole. So the what happened is this one guy that I was really flirty with and attracted to, and I went back to his place with him.
Okay,
but he had a couple friends who were coming back too. It was all very confusing. Then they left to go get the train. I think they lived in Jersey or something. I can't remember.
Okay,
but then, so then the guy I liked, we started making out. And, you know, started the evening's activities. And the guy came back and he was like, well, my train isn't until blah, blah. I could either sleep like on a bench in Penn Station or I thought I'd just come back. And then he asked if he could watch. So then I was fine with him watching, whatever. And then he like kind of came in. So then it, and I mean, I allowed, obviously, but you know me, I'm just whatever. Whoever
and his
wants
friend,
to.
I mean, they both,
the guy that I liked was like, are you okay? Like, tell me. Like, he was very respectful. It didn't seem like it was a setup or anything, you know? Like,
oh
it
my did. God.
He was like, it's 100% your call. I will get him out of here. And he kept, like, even during the rounds,
yeah.
Every time he was back, he'd be like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Like, he was great. He was checking with me all the time. But then that dude finally left. Like, we finished off that section of things.
Yeah.
And then the guy did, like, we continued making out in the morning and had
Absolutely.
Sex. But, yeah. So that is the only guy threesome. Two guys and a gal.
Honestly,
that
that's
like.
A dream threesome. I want A, yeah. kissing all times. I want somebody doing... going down on me, and then I want somebody every time they go back to kiss me checking in. Okay,
yeah,
that's what
that's
I want.
Absolutely.
I want kissing, a check in, and a
yeah.
little cunnilingus, and that's
yes.
it. That's
yep.
what I want. That's a
so
threesome
that's,
to me.
Yeah, and so that was, you know, wasn't something I planned, but
no.
it worked out to my advantage, and I did like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I almost feel like I don't know if I even have that in me. Again,
listen,
not right now. I'm so tired right now. We know this.
We know this. We know that, you know, humble brag, humble story. This last week I had Mr. Rain over to hang out, and
yes.
I was like, well, you know, we'll hang out, we'll do what we do, we'll
yes.
have fun.
Yes.
The first time he came over, I gave him an edible, which I didn't even feel. And
the first, you mean the last time he came over?
Two times ago.
Okay.
He came over, he took an edible. And then as I was, first of all, one time we were kissing, and then all of a sudden he was like, and I was, I was literally like, hello? And at first I thought he was joking because I was like,
right.
no.
Because you love to do that when you get all cuddly.
Yeah, I think
said,
it's funny.
You love that.
Right.
It's a joke.
Now,
uh-huh.
not mid-kiss. That's half the joke is you right. normally shouldn't be in the mid-activity.
No, please.
But I thought,
no.
okay, I'll let that slide.
Right.
And then later on I said, this man is not initiating anything. I guess I will. This is... you know, I like to go for a while. And so
yeah.
I was going down, I was down there for him. I was talking the talk. I was walking the walk. I was touching the touch. And, you know, again, I hear, and I say to myself, what is happening? I laugh every single time.
Well, of course.
But I also wonder to myself, now, before that, when his eyes were closed, I thought, oh, my God, he's in such a pleasure.
Oh,
he's just
oh,
I don't even,
euphoric.
He's euphoric. He can't look at me because that'll
no.
make him instantly come. I'm that
of
hot.
Of course, of course, of course.
So,
of
course, he has
he's having to
be,
think about baseball.
Baseball, the scores, you know, an injured puppy. That's where he is. And then, you know, his snoring does give it away. And I go, interesting. So I said it was the edible. Okay.
Right.
But
well, that makes
you know,
sense.
No, because last night he came over again and something's in the water. Mr.
Okay.
Rain is just passing out on me left and right. So,
right.
and it is upsetting and it is hurtful.
Yeah. To be honest, it really hurts.
To yeah. be honest, I'm scarred. I just wish, you know, there's that type of energy, the zhuzh, and this is zhuzh. Maybe a you know, a feminine quality, I don't know, where I really come alive, I get excited, mm-hmm. I'm, you
yes.
know, raring to go.
Yes.
And, you know, when it is the opposite effect, it is humbling.
Yeah. But you are, when he wakes up.
Yeah. When he comes
you
to.
You all laugh about it, I hope to. And is he... not have does he have an excuse or is he apologetic?
Well, so last night, normally he would say, I'm not sleeping. That's what he would say. He'd wake himself up with his own snore, or I'd laugh, and then he would immediately say, I'm awake. And I go, yeah, unfortunately, unfortunately, the judges have ruled that you actually weren't awake.
You have been asleep this whole time. Thank you.
I have stopped. I was like, I'm not doing anything to you. I mean, he fell asleep trying to help me, which was also hurtful.
He obviously didn't have enough.
He did not have enough juice, and he didn't have enough drive. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So it was unfortunate, because then when he did come to and laughed, he then was like, oh, I am tired, which I was like, oops, that's not the right response. Yeah. The right response is, oopsie, let me slap myself in the face or ask for assistance. And I'm back at it with more energy.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that is the that I believe is the appropriate response. I also fully understand saying, I simply can't. I'm exhausted.
Well,
I mean, then he like came all the way over to your place.
All the way over.
Well, no, but I mean, that's as opposed to being in your home and being tired and being like, no, I simply can't. You know, like he made the effort to get there.
I love that. Claire loved to give the benefit of the doubt. Absolutely.
No, but I'm saying for him.
He showed up. He was there physically.
I'm saying like, that's a big choice to not be like,
cancel.
Wake the fuck up. Like,
right.
Get in the game.
Get in the game. Yeah. Get back in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was fine. You know, it was fine. Okay. And then at one point when he did pass out, I did get my vibrator out.
I love that. I really did.
I felt like I was in one of those porns where it's like,
one of those porns.
The dad, like, my husband's the in the other room, and the robber, the robber is gonna like fuck me. We gotta be so quiet.
So quiet.
I was like, am I in a quiet porn where it's like, oosh?
Did it turn you on to think that?
Honestly, it did. But I was like, well, if I said it, and then I couldn't tell, and then I was like, well, if he wakes up, it's fine. This is my own home, and he fell asleep on the job, so I am allowed to do this.
You can do that even when he is wide awake.
For some reason, I was at first, like, I was like, shh, quiet.
Well, if it's a fun game to play with yourself, absolutely.
It was a fun game to play with myself as I'm playing with myself. So you know what? Exactly. I had a lot of fun last night is what I'm trying to say.
Thanks
to me and me alone.
Yeah, indeed. Well, but that answers the question of like, is Mr. Rain still around? And he is. It's, you know,
he's
the excitement's
fully
fading
awake.
A bit.
Yeah. Well, the excitement, I mean, were at this point just what we said, you know.
Yeah,
we're just kind of friends with benefits,
right?
Know?
But sometimes his benefits aren't so friendly.
That's very true. Last night we were acquaintances
at best
helping each other, kind of, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know,
yeah. Well, the good news is I have taken a class. So sex
that is
educator Claire
is back at
is
it again.
Back today.
What was the class?
The class was Deliciously Dominant.
Ooh.
Dominance 101.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
It was fantastic. So a dom taught this class, and she is phenomenal. She's amazing. Luna Matatas. You heard that right.
Hakuna Matata.
I know.
Absolutely.
She was fantastic. She teaches a whole bunch of classes and stuff. So I'll link to her website in the description.
Okay.
But she did it through, it was Babeland, who I typically do these classes with. So it was very interesting because, you know, we've talked about like the switching and the power play and what is dom and versus power play and all that. So I can't say that while I'm familiar with the idea of Dom sub. Like, I think we all generally are.
Yeah.
But she really, it was really eye-opening because there's so many variations. And
absolutely,
there's so much. And you'll never, never believe the key.
Communication.
Like, how'd you know?
I know. It's
how'd you know?
Yeah, I just guessed, actually.
Okay.
I took a stab in the dark.
Good work out of you, because that
I'm guessing
is correct.
It's just the most important thing all the time.
It really is. But the problem is that we are never taught that. We're told,
especially with sex.
Especially with straight sex, mainly. Because I was listening to, you know, Dan Savage, who has been a sex educator of sorts, or at least columnist. He started that column as a joke because he started it for, it was a gay man giving straight people sex advice. And then it started picking up because what he found fascinating is that typically with gay men, there has to be so much communication before anything sexual happens, just because of bodily functions and whatever. So they more frequently than cis, hetero, whatever, have to discuss sex just in a factual way before they actually get into it. And so he found that because he's so used to that, as many gay men are, that was really beneficial for people who are not gay men to be like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to talk about, you know, because it's like so taboo to talk about. So I thought that was very interesting. But again, any sort of power play, Dom sub, whatever, the most important thing is to have a conversation when you're not in the bedroom.
Right.
Using bedroom, like wherever this activity is going to be.
Right.
Which we fully get. So, and also just to clarify, the way that she described it, power play is a type of erotic experience, very broad, very general. Mm. And then dom sub are roles within power play.
Okay.
So dom sub is a way of doing power play.
Got it.
They're not two different things necessarily, which I think I was a little
confused
about.
You sound like an idiot.
You sound like an idiot. So I want to make sure that you get it. Okay.
Okay. Now I get it. Thank you for that.
Great. Okay. So I'll go through a little bit of this. So sometimes people who are, and this was again, mainly talking about being a dom, but there was a lot of that is pulling in sub and understanding that. So a lot of times people who are drawn to being dom, while they do sometimes have that, they want to present themselves that way in their everyday life.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's a contrast to their typical behavior. So that's just if there's an understanding or if there's a part of you that you want to get out, so to speak. A key thing to remember when doing a dom sub is that a dominance cannot take power that has not been given. Right? So it is an exchange. It is a partnership. It isn't that one is taking over another, right? There is, you can't go rogue in these types of situations. Like, there have to be parameters and there has to be a safe place, right?
Okay.
So when creating this, obviously in the communication outside of the bedroom, the idea is to set up guidelines to create a playground or a container. So you know there's a defined space of where these roles will be happening.
Sure.
And that's especially key if you live together, right?
Right.
So you could say, you know, just when, if I leave and come back in, or, you know, this kind of thing. Now, you need, sometimes people, instead of just indicating like, okay, at this time we shall start, sometimes people have items that will indicate like, these boots are my dom boots. I only wear them for dom, or wearing a harness, or they have a specific whip. So it's kind of an indicator of this character, of this person, right?
Okay.
so it that can also help yourself getting into that character, that persona. There's a lot of, I think, something that I found interesting. Well, she was also saying that dominance is a skill. So it may not feel easy and great at first. Like, you may have to do this little by little by little. She also made sure that when we see a dom sub in porn, the majority of times they are ramped up to a 10.
Yeah.
So there are lots and lots of things you can do that are not as big or grand as some of the stuff you see in porn, right? Like, it can be very small. There's also a lot of non-sexual dom, right? So if you do have a little bit of play, like maybe if you're leading up to an evening that you all have decided upon, you can like dictate what someone's going to wear, or a chore or something like that. Or they could do that at any, you know, anytime. Yeah. But nonetheless, it's not just like whips and chains.
Right.
And, you know, and that is it. Okay. So the key, and something I didn't think too much about, is the different variations of the character or the persona of your dom.
Okay.
So there are different ways to be dominant. Right. So you can be an authority figure where you're telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A manager. I'd love that.
A manager. Thank you.
Yeah.
One that I think you'll get on board with.
Okay.
Is someone that is worshipped.
I'm a goddess. 100%.
Absolutely. So it's not as though. And then, of course, there's an option, and then there's many within this, but then there's also feeling like a bully, right? So, like, there's more degrading and things like that. But I think, so you can see how, like, power is different in all of those things, but still powerful.
Yes.
Right? So you want to identify, like, what it is that that works
Which
for
one?
You.
Yeah.
Because you also want to have that conversation with the person who is a sub to see what they want, right?
Correct. You could be on different.
They may want to worship, or they may want to be bullied or degraded. Like,
right.
They may want something. So you want to make sure that those are matching up. Because.
That's really great.
Yeah. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, these are the conversations that I found myself on field figuring out. Like,
yeah.
Because there was some parts about like dom sub that really interested me, and some stuff that really turned me off.
Yeah.
And it's like, even the fact that you split it into three, like knowing which one you are or
exactly.
which one the other person is, like how to even explain it. Because I simply couldn't understand it.
Well, without the language, it's like, I don't know exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just know it's in this general world.
Right.
So another thing, it's like, I'm saying character and persona because it is a version, right? And
Correct.
Like she was saying that if you think about, if you masturbate and you don't sit there and be like, I'm dominant. It's like, well, maybe you do, but it's like you create a scenario, you create an illusion where you have that power. So that's what you're just trying to recreate in the real world, right? In this time, in this space.
And I think, again, if you start seeing sex as like play and kind of having fun, then it's like,
absolutely.
It's less like we're just having fun. So it's the way when you were a kid and you would say like, I'm the boss and you're the
right.
I'm
you
the goddess and you're my servant. Okay.
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah.
So a couple different types of characters. There's the archetypes, which are like daddy, mommy, king, queen, like those larger. And then there are characters, which could be like a comic, but like Catwoman style or like animal, more animal stuff, or like even a character from history or literature or something.
Why not?
Whatever. Okay. But then once you figure out what you're kind of drawn to, you can figure out what it is about that that you're drawn to. So like for a Catwoman, let's say, the question is, are you really excited about her outfit? Or are you really excited about the idea of this feral cat, right?
Yeah.
So those are two different things. So it's
Absolutely.
Like, again, kind of diving in a little bit more of what you're drawn to. There is an exchange, right? So that is that's the goal. They call it the flow. Like once you figure out once you've set those limitations, those barriers, and the freedom that you have within those, then there's like a flow that goes with this that you find in your comfort. But getting to that flow, there's the question of, do you have the knowledge of all of the things that you want to use? So like a general understanding of anatomy in the sense of like choking, like you want to do
you want to
squeeze on the side, not flat on the throat, right?
Interesting.
You want to know, especially with using toys, which we'll get into in just a second, but you want to know how they work and what the difference is. Like if you want to use a leather or latex or silicone paddle versus a wood paddle, or these things feel different, they're managed different. So like understanding, and then having like how do you get out of that situation, especially if it's bondage or something like that, right? Like we want to make sure we fully understand. And then also, especially with impact play, meaning like spanking or hitting, you want to do warming, which a lot of people do, which is like rubbing and like tapping the area where you're then going to spank or hit, right? So it's like if you hit something cold, it's going to hurt so much more than if you warm up the area first.
Okay. See, I am learning.
Say, yeah, I know.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't know that.
Right. No, it's, it's very interesting. I think the rubbing... I you know, like going in a circle or something, you know, and then kind of smacking. I think sometimes we've seen that and that happens, but it definitely
didn't know the science behind
correct,
it.
Correct. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So going back a little bit to the characters, there were a lot of questions in this workshop about like, why would someone want to be called daddy, or why, you know, different things. And one thing that she said, again, going down to communication, but also digging in yourself, like daddy can mean different things. It could mean someone who's sweet and caring. And it can also be a powerful disciplinarian.
Just depends on your relationship.
Exactly. Or like what you want that relationship to be, right? Mm. So you can say, call me daddy.
Yeah.
But what are you actually asking them?
Correct.
Or vice versa, right?
Okay.
You can also play with gender, right? Like a man may want to have more of a femme dominance when they play, or more masculine. So there's just lots of different... lots of different fun things with that. Now, a recommendation in conversation prior to this is, what do you want to experience and what does your partner want to experience during this? And you both should name like maybe three things, right? I want to feel as though I am adored by whatever, or I want to feel as though I am a piece of shit, you know, like whatever the I mean, that's for sub, but whatever.
Correct.
There's also the need to have the conversation before, during, and after. You may not want to have the conversation like if there's a way to have that kind of check-in. And that's where especially during the before, you can treat it a little bit like a menu, like indicating what you want, like this is what I want, this is what I don't. sometimes people who, especially in relationships or even not, but if they're having an idea about this, they want to try it, but they feel a little awkward about bringing it up. Okay. A way to talk about it is like a fantasy, right? Like, right. I've just had this little fantasy. Like, have you ever thought about that? Or like, maybe we could figure out something, you know,
right,
that looks similar to this or whatever, and do it little by little. With the activities, you obviously want to talk about like what spanking means to you versus me.
Right.
Choking means you. And that's another thing. It's like choking. Do you like the idea of being held down, or do you actually want to get dizzy and lose air? You know what I mean? Like, those are two different things.
That's two different experiences.
Two different experiences.
And neither one is right or wrong. And I do think that's important. And absolutely. As I'm trying to get better, like, I think that, you know, hopefully we can all get to the place in the relationships we're in that, you know, talking about sex isn't shameful, isn't bad, isn't something that, you know, hopefully it can be a fun, exciting conversation that's respectful from everybody. And the idea of trying and playing one night and coming up with safe words is like, cool. Remember, you're just playing together.
Right. Right.
You're just playing. So and just like as a kid, you can say time out.
Right. So that's the thing. So you want to, like, I think we all have the general idea of what we know what safe word is, right?
Yeah.
That's like a word that will not be in your scene. So
correct.
Like if you're shopping for fruit, then don't make pineapple.
Correct.
Part of, you know, your safe word, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes people use traffic lights. So you could say, like, green if this is all go, yellow if maybe you want something to be a little less,
yeah,
and then red light or whatever, stop, right?
Yeah.
Or you can do nonverbal. So if someone's doing puppy play, you won't have the words, right?
Correct.
So you could do, like, she said that with one of her clients, it's like a tail wiggles. Means good.
Yeah.
They like it.
Right.
A little whimpering is to slow down. And then
right.
like a bark is like stop. So, but these things are all indicated before.
How cool.
And then
yeah.
these systems, you can also do hand, like an open palm is a go. A closed palm is a no.
Okay.
You can do a rating system of 1 through 5. You know, it's like
yeah,
there's so many
yeah.
different things that you can do, not just like a word, so that you can also manage the intensity of something in the moment without coming out of the scene.
Yeah.
Right. The key, you can hurt someone.
Okay.
And cause pain. But you cannot cause injury. You see
oh.
the difference? Do you see the difference? I want you to know that. Okay.
Okay. That's important. Thank you
that's
for
important.
That. Yeah. I don't want an injury. I don't want
please
to limp
no.
around after. You
nope.
know what I mean?
Nope. Okay. I'll go through and get some of these. Another thing to do as opposed to setting like a room or whatever and having an item to indicate when the time starts is you can also mm-hmm. have a ritual of sorts, like light a candle or start
okay.
being called by a different name or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go through the Dom toolkit.
Okay,
real
cool.
quick. So the easiest, the best thing to have if you want to play around a little bit with this is bondage tape. It's like pretty inexpensive. It's you can throw it away. It does not stick to hair.
Thank
but
God.
But it sticks to itself.
Wow.
So it can go on your face, like it can go over your
oh.
mouth, it can go, you know, like
yeah.
you can go on your head. So it's not going to pull your hair out, but it's still strong enough to feel, you know, because it's
yeah.
taped up. So
tape.
If you wrap it, it will stick to itself. So that's good. It's good with either bondage tape and cotton rope is a good way to start. There's a lot of different types of ropes.
Okay.
But cotton is the best to start with if you want to do that.
Okay.
And then you need to have, especially with the rope, and it helps also with the tape, to have blunt ends and scissors. because you don't want it to be point if you need to go under the skin. You don't want to scrape it.
Okay.
So you need that blunt end, right? So like safety scissors, essentially. Real handcuffs are not great for sex. They're good for role play, but you could use padded ones, or Velcro cuffs are good for bondage. Also a padded collar. Always want to make sure there's an easy way to get it off.
Absolutely.
And that everyone knows how. Yes. Ball gags, another thing. You want them to be small enough, because that is pretty big to have your jaw open like that. You can use those to like control keeping someone's mouth open until you want to put something else in their mouth, or like it's
I understand the assignment.
Make them earn to get it out or whatever.
Absolutely. Now,
floggers are a lot like whips. They're the multi strand.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's for impact play. So again, that is understanding the different sensations that the different materials make. So silicone or rubber is very like stingy and painful.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. But if you have like, if you have a leather, or if you have like a velvet or whatever, it's going to be softer.
Right.
So it's good just to kind of play with that and know, so that you know when you're, you, if you're hitting, you also know how hard it should be. And then you can also use the ends of that as just like a fun texture, because it's just like a little car wash. And then glass or stainless steel toys are really fun, because you can play with temperature. They both can stay cold or stay hot.
Yeah.
She says that she typically has like a glass toy or two in her freezer, and so that she can just pull that out for fun. So
absolutely.
Also to create, you know, to help sensations, you take away other senses. So like blindfolding, etc. You can also have someone like sit on their hands while they go down on you, or, you know, just little things like that, just to try first, just telling someone how to do something in a more like, I want you, as opposed to, this is just what I feel like, you know?
Some,
they say that there's no golden rule in kink, as in do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's the platinum rule is what they go by. It's treat people the way they want to be treated. So what turns you on or what you're excited about is not necessarily what they are turned on or excited about. So that's where the communication comes in.
Got it.
Right? Some people were asking, like, I just don't know what I should do. I, you know, I have a few fun ideas and then I don't know what to do next, whatever. She suggested that, like, you tell them to go sit in the corner for a timeout because you need a moment, you know, or like, it's like you can take your time. And it is a practice. It is learning and
growing. Forget if I talked about when I tied somebody up on here.
I don't think you did.
Well, let me explain to you. I was petrified.
Okay.
And when it started, and like, I was like, fake it till you make it is what I told myself.
I love that.
And so he was handcuffed with like Velcro, whatever.
Yes. And he brought these toys.
He brought them. His shirt was off, which is a fun thing I didn't know, because you can't take it off once they're already. So that's good to know. Yeah. And then the blindfold was on. And as soon as the blindfold was on, I pretty much did like a silent like, oh my God. You know, and then I did like do so many things that were just about getting me in the headspace, which could all be part of it. You know what I mean? Which is so something that I had read online, because I was like, what the fuck am I going to do, is like to, when the blindfold's on, like whisper.
Yeah.
In there, because like whispering, and then just be like, first thing I'm going to, it's like, I'm going to take my clothes off. So you do that like really slowly, and like you just hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, again, I'm like doing a monologue or a confessional to a camera that isn't there the whole time.
No, I love that.
But then it's funny because you can do things like just like leaving the room. And yeah. that just causes anticipation and excitement for them, even if Absolutely. You're just getting a glass of water for yourself.
No, it doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? Or just like a moment to go, okay,
what
the heck am I going to do? And then you just slowly start to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's why I recommend the blindfold, because then you can have just moments with yourself that are like, what are we going to do? But it ended up being really fun and really playful. And right before it started, I looked like I sort of was like, I don't know what I'm doing or something. And he was like, he literally said, which has been like my motto and my anthem, which is like, he's like, I'm not a professional and we're just having fun. We're just playing, which I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot and was like, I better be great at this thing I've never done before.
Exactly. Which is be so intimidating.
Right. And so slowly at the beginning where I was going probably very slowly and doing one thing at a time. But I started to build my own confidence.
Yeah.
And then like it became fun for both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, I think that communication, right? Because you all had been talking about it before.
Yeah.
So you weren't pretending to be something that you were. I know you said fake it till you make it, but that was more internal as opposed to like telling him you were a dom and he should come over.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, no.
Like, it was new to this. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
You know?
It was like, let's try it. That's the thing. Let's try it. Let's have fun. And then pretty much like before it was the same thing, which is like, what don't you want? What do you want? And then, you know, I found like playing with anticipation is fun for me and also gives me time to literally just get where I want to. And then all the things that work before work on, you know, in that situation as well. And then you just have the power and can decide what you want to do and not what you want to do.
Thank you for sharing.
And that's my TED talk on that.
I love that. I love that. Well, that's the thing. It's like, and this can be said for any type of sex, but you're there to support each other's pleasure.
Yes.
Right? And so knowing what their pleasure is, is essential, and articulating what you need and want for your pleasure as well, which I've never been great at. So, I mean, I'm better for sure, but I, you know.
Yeah.
But that's something that can continually be worked on.
Yeah.
But anywho, so it was a very interesting, it was interesting. I learned some stuff from this.
Yeah.
And if you are interested, she said there were a couple books. There's one topping and one bottoming.
And that's like about like sub dom.
Yeah.
Is the dom the top?
Typically. So like so you might hear the phrase like power bottom.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. So a bottom is typically considered the person who's receiving.
Okay.
The act, but you can receive the act and be dominant in how it's done.
Yeah.
So that's how, as opposed to having, you know, telling someone to do something.
Right.
Or like doing something to them, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's,
are you interested in trying any of that where you're like, or was it just informational for you?
Well, no, I mean, I've played around with handcuffs and paddles and stuff before, and wax play and ice play, stuff like that. Yeah. I have never done, and I think that I've never had like a conversation of a specific kink or dom sub scene or you know illusion that's created, and I think I've never been or like role playing in general. I'm not interested. I don't think I'm good at role playing because it's because of that's my job.
Some would say that you should be very good at it then.
I should be very good at it, but that's the problem, is I get too like I become too specific, you know, and it's like, I want to leave that for something else. I like being me. I've played versions of me for too long. I need to be me in the bedroom, you know?
Wow.
So I don't necessarily have an interest in doing that now, but that doesn't mean.
Do you think that you are you in the bedroom, or are you host you in the bedroom?
Well, that's what I mean. The last number of years, I've been trying to get more and more to me.
It's beautiful.
I mean, I'm definitely more there than ever before, but it's, but yeah, I don't have a need to leave myself. But, you know, I, in the past, a number of years ago, I thought about like maybe becoming a dom, like for hire. And so I had looked into that. I talked to, this was back in Nashville. I talked to a few people. I, you know, thought about the logistics of it, whatever. And then obviously I didn't do it, but, I've thought about that. I realized that I had I was already having issues with sex and power play.
Yeah.
And that I didn't need to add that to, my issues, you know, it was like, I'm getting further away from a healthy sexual relationship if I do that. Doesn't mean that people who are doms don't have.
No.
I just was already in a place where it wasn't healthy. So
The way that you can come into it can be from a healthy standpoint or an unhealthy standpoint with honestly a lot of things that we do.
A 100%. Lot of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of why I wanted to go into sex therapy is because this is, you know, because I had. And still have so, you know, stuff to work on. But but yeah, it was very interesting. Did anything pique your interest?
You know, here's the thing. I would be there's definitely a part of me that's interested in it. There's another part of me that's petrified of it.
Yeah.
Which is why I think I like the idea of being in the power, because I think the idea of not having the power feels scarier.
Yeah. But that's to an extreme.
I agree. I think that like, I do think it's something that I do want to explore still with myself. Yeah. Like, cause again, to me, it feels like sex was really scary for so long and very much never about me or pleasure or fun. Like fun. No, like
what?
Fun and sex. Like, are you psychotic?
Yeah.
So I love the idea of like having fun with someone and kind of like playing games or like doing things that we know turn each other on. Like really like that. You know, one thing that I don't think I could ever do just because it would break my heart is like anything that's like the bully or degrading that way. I feel like I'd rather build people up. You know, and I just, it really is not something I could do.
I think it would be difficult for me as well.
Yeah.
But I understand that some people want that. But
some
maybe
people want that. And I go,
were
you not in middle school? Did this not happen to you then?
Well, they might have been the bully then.
Yeah. And then I say, that's on you. Get a rolly backpack, get back in there, and you will get to experience it live.
And that's a good thing you bring up, because she was also talking about how when someone can't understand, or like if your partner wants to either degrade you or humiliate you or vice versa, it's like, okay, so to talk about it, obviously, but the biggest thing is to say like, I love that you're sharing this idea.
I love that you trust me and
for
how open
you.
You are. Yeah, for you.
But then saying like, I'm having a hard time connecting.
Yeah.
Like what that is. And then if you tell me more about why you want this or why you want, then maybe you can figure out the reasoning and either you can be more comfortable with it.
Right.
Or it could align with maybe something you're interested in, but you just kind of have to talk through the origin of this want.
I love the idea of kind of like, I'll try anything twice mentality. Yeah. You know, just being like, I'll try it once and then I'll try it again. And then I'll see how I feel. Like one thing that I didn't have an interest in, like, I don't mind my butt slapped.
Yeah.
Have at it. My face, however,
I
don't, for me, that's such a scary thing.
Yeah.
And that's something I don't think I could get past or would even want to open the door on.
Yeah.
But I know some people like it. I just think for me, for me,
for May,
it's just very scary. And I just,
yeah,
I,
it has to be someone who knows how to slap.
I bet that's part of it too.
For me, you know what I mean? Like there's, yeah, it's kind of like the choking. Like if you don't, yeah, you could really harm someone if you put all of your weight flat, yeah, on their throat. But if you're holding it on the side, you can get just as much of the effect out of it without damaging someone. So it's like you could, yeah, slap without leaving,
remember,
a
no
mark.
Injury. Yeah,
no,
we don't want an injury.
Injury.
Yeah, I think that is key. And I also think it's key to, you know, even if you're testing out the choking thing, yeah, you know, always feeling like you're in control of it.
Absolutely.
And,
well, that's where you have your safe word.
But safe, I mean, word, or you can put your hand, obviously, on their hand or slap, you know, tap, yeah, out, if you will.
Yeah.
And or something I always like to do is, like, if you're first getting intimate, you maybe even haven't had all this conversation, and then,
yeah,
you know, you put your hand on their neck or something before you do anything. You're like, is that okay?
Yeah.
And then what we're doing is we're saying, see how we love to ask.
Consent.
We're
look at this
that
consent and communication.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Look
at that.
That. Welcome to the consent club. You,
wow,
know what I mean?
Wow. Totally, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes just you don't know you're going to go to some of,
yeah,
these places before you hook up.
Get there. Yeah.
And so you just got to maybe articulate in the moment, ask,
right,
if something is okay, or say, I'm going to do this. Okay. You know, okay, it was like, yeah, a direct way to have that kind of dominance, but also confirming that you can, you,
yes,
know, like, so you can kind of play around with that in the moment. If you,
yeah,
don't have
if
that
there's anything
chit-chat
you, right,
before.
It's cool to know that you can try different things and do different things. And like,
and the idea of dom sub is not tie, like hog tying someone and,
right,
you know, it's like you can still have fun with that dynamic.
There's
so many little ways.
Yeah, it's like someone could be on a leash or not, you know,
or someone could just be told to go do something in a assertive
and
manner.
Then, right, and then the person can reply with "You bet," or "Fuck you," you know,
or "Absolutely, goddess."
My pleasure, and I'll say, yes, I'd love for this to work also outside the bedroom, and that's something I would love to talk about.
This is my dynamic 24/7.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So in here, that's our lesson for today. I feel like
thank
we should have a sound cue for our,
that would be cool,
sex ed.
Sex.
I'll throw something in. Anywho, yeah. Okay, so.
Wow.
New Jessie is thriving.
Thank you.
Working,
doing,
on
booking,
on doing, being,
living,
living.
Thank you.
And Claire's just living.
No, Claire.
Oh, stop. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm tired.
You are good. You're putting, yeah, the focus. You work out all the time now. Claire's,
well,
going to classes literally left and right. We're talking,
well,
Pilates. We're talking rumbles. We're talking.
We're trying.
Tumbles.
We're,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm trying. And I have a job this week, which is what a joy.
Exactly. So I think, like, mental health, you're
number
kicking
one,
its
everybody.
Ass.
Number,
yeah,
one.
You're kicking its ass.
Thank you so much. Thank
proud
you so
of you.
Much. Thank you. You're all welcome. Right. Well, we have a fun week ahead just because we have a week ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see, yeah, that optimism?
I like that.
But in the meantime,
yeah,
the question remains, do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe we haven't tried it yet. Sexually.
Sexually. Absolutely.
Absolutely.